Peaceful Army.
Peaceful Army.
Welcome to the podcast of the Peaceful Army.
What? Really?
And I'm not sorry.
What does it mean?
Oh my god!
Greta's gonna wreck my shit.
Yes, I'm obsessed with Greta Van Fleet, and what do you care?
I think I'll make this my entire identity.
That was not very Peaceful Army of you.
If you don't like it, you can fuck off!
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast of the Peaceful Army. I am your host, Lindsay.
And I am your host, Zoe.
Gresty Zoe, how are we doing tonight?
You know, we're doing good. We're having a little Starcatcher haze, enjoying our evening, and wondering what the hell we're doing.
What's going on here? We have such a cute little logo, though. Like, hello?
We do. It's very
professional.
I wonder where that font came from.
Wow, so crazy. It's like we're artists or something.
Yeah, it's like we copied the same text as the Stranger Things logo.
We are copiers.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We are, but yeah. I don't think we are. I think we're pretty cool.
Well, and you know what? Everybody says that about Greta, but like art mimics life. Life mimics art. Art imitates. We just keep creating. There's nothing new in the universe. There's nothing new.
No.
Take inspiration. No. And we've taken inspiration from one of the best rock bands in the entire galaxy right now.
Mm-hmm. Who are not copiers, by the way.
Not copiers of Redacted.
Of Redacted.
I can't say it. Love them. Love them to death, but Redacted.
Redacted. All right. Let's get into this and what this wild, fun ride is going to be. So Lindsay and I have kind of become really awesome Gresty besties, and we cannot shut up ever about Greta Van Fleet ever. And so we decided, why not take it to, you know, the next level? Let's make a podcast because we have too many theories to just keep to ourselves.
Yes.
So that's what this podcast is going to be: theories, fun stuff, talking about the boys. It's just going to kind of be us spewing random ideas that we have about each song, about each album, and the whole infasonatism. I don't know how to say it right.
I you say it better than I do. It's deep, it's in depth, and there's a lot that we can get into, and we will, go on into.
Yeah.
Because they're just incredible artists, and they deserve to be the Sunny with a Chance wall? Not Sunny with a Chance. Oh my fucking god, dude. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Sunny with a Chance. I haven't thought about that TV show in so long.
Listen, I really like Demi Lovato, okay?
I mean, same. I get it. But are you talking about the wall where it's Charlie,
yes,
and he has all the things behind him?
Yes. Then that's what we're going to do for this podcast. Like, literally, I have so many theories that look exactly like that.
It's wild. And I've learned so much just in my studies, trying to get my Greta master's degree. Mm-hmm.
Literally.
So we got lots for you.
We're making a Bible. Like, we're going to take you to a theology class. This is Greta Theology 101.
Yeah, and I think we both have really awesome backgrounds in terms of like what we've studied in the past to kind of dive into everything. I mean, I went to film school, so I learned all about analyzing images and video, and you got a whole music history too. You got so much.
Yes, music ed prepared me in many things. So that's one of them, is just like the analysis of all of it. I love like picking apart what's happening in the music story-wise versus lyrically analyzing all of the poetry. It's just, it's very, very beautiful, and you can tell that they've put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, so much thought. I mean, how could they not? It's just a whole thing. It's very shonic, as they would say.
Exactly.
Shonic. So why don't we get into who we are and why might we be good candidates for a podcast? I don't know. Are we?
Why should you listen to us? I don't, only if you want to, but we're kind of cool people, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell your Greta testimony first?
Sure. I'll tell my credit testimony first.
Your grestimony?
my grestimonials. So let me take you back to the fun year of 2020, everybody's favorite year in history. The best year of all time.
Oh, God.
I can remember the exact moment I listened to them first, and that is a true sign to me that, like, they were something that was meant to happen. I was sitting in my mom's car waiting for my sister to be done with cheerleading practice, and I did not want to be there. I was on TikTok, as most people are, and this silly little boy kept coming up on my TikTok For You page. And this was maybe like the 20th time I had seen this meme. And I was like, who is this guy? What is he doing with his hands? Why does his voice sound so beautiful? Like, who is this band? And yep. I took to Spotify and I listened to, I believe it was Highway Tune or You're the One was one of the first ones that I listened to. And I was like, where has this band been in my life? And then immediately after, I showed my mom and she was like, they play them all the time at Planet Fitness.
What?
I don't go to the gym, mom, but I guess I should have gotten my Greta fill early, but
wow,
whatever.
Low-key slay Planet Fitness.
Right? They were playing Love or Lever a lot, which I guess is a very gym song.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know, but it kind of just kept going from there. I moved into my first apartment on my own in that summer, and I could not stop listening to Battle at Garden's Gate. I was utterly obsessed, and every time I heard My Way Soon, I was like, this is my anthem right now. I've packed my bags, I've got my freedom, like, oh my literally. God, I'm getting into my first apartment. So and then later that year, the Spotify Wrapped came up, and my top artist, my top five songs, all Greta Van Fleet. My top five songs were Highway Tune, My Way Soon, Black Smoke Rising, You're the One, and Heat Above. And I think I was in the top 2% of listeners, even though I only started listening in like August. So,
dude, that's going to be me this year. Greta's going to wreck my shit, and I'm so ready for it.
It's all right. I got so many hours put into Stardust Chords. I don't know what's going to happen.
And that's where we connect, because I literally, when I was looking at my little Receiptify like stats, because I don't want to spoil my year wrapped. Like, I don't want to spoil just yet. But I thought, like, there's a little receipt thing that's going around and popular right now. I was like, okay, I can do that. But, like, it's my third listened to song. And I only just genuinely got, like, into Greta probably this past June. So if that tells you something, I don't know why, just Stardust Chords, like only that song. I, for the longest time, I like waited. I didn't know if you were done.
Because it's the best song ever. That's why.
It is. And this is why we're besties and gresties, because that's correct. We do be being the sinners who break the bread and drink the wine.
Drink the wine. Yeah.
That it is what it is. I only listened to that song for the longest time. My grestimony is that I didn't listen to anything but Stardust Chords for like a whole year. Why did I do that? I don't know why I did that.
I think the more people I've been talking to, there is always like some little level of apprehension with people getting into the band. And I don't know what it is, if we're all just like, don't want to love them because we're scared because we know we're going to love them, or if it's just that everybody in society has such a split view about them. It's really an interesting thing I'd like to psychologically analyze.
No, literally though, I fully agree. Like, why does everybody have the same story of being like, who the fuck are these guys? And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute. Like I feel like that's every story of just like, you really have to like listen twice and then double take and then be like, oh yeah, I like what's going on here.
I think I might listen to this some more.
I think I'll make this my entire identity. And if I'm being completely honest, I think that's why I didn't get into them sooner, because I knew I would be this level of obsessed. And it's a big commitment. it's a big commitment. And you know what? I've made it at this point, and I'm happy with how the dice have rolled on this one. But how they've rolled?
How they've...
How,
I don't know how they've been thrown.
How the curtain has fallen. Yes, how the dice have been thrown. That's how it is. But I think like when I did get into them was around the time that Josh came out on Instagram. And my friends were listening to them, and I was like, oh, I've been meaning to get into this band. And it was right around the time that that was happening on Instagram, and everybody was kind of like re-talking about what was going on in Tennessee with the anti-LGBTQ laws and such.
Yeah.
And I was following that heavily even before I was like a Greta Van Fleet fan. And then connecting the two, realizing they were going to come to my city, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Greta Van Fleet is gay. And I am ready to get into my rock and roll era. And it was just a steep jump into Greta Van Fleet at that point, because
that's how it happens. It's just an all or nothing kind of band.
It is.
I don't know why. And I felt that way for the longest time too. Like, these men, they appreciate everybody, and this is why I love them, and this is why I had to get into them. And it just stays true, which is what I love even more. Like, I only see good things about them, and that's what makes my heart happy when I listen to them.
It is like, it's something where I do hold my breath, especially with white men in the media, where I'm like, you know that they can't be perfect. Everything we have is parasocial. But time and time again, they just keep showing like, hey, they are genuine people that try. And on top of that, their skill of musicianship is just phenomenal. I mean, people that deny that are brain dead, truly. Because you are only saying that because you have this preconceived notion of like what's acceptable, what's cringe, what's like, you know, supposed to have this like worthiness. And so you've decided, okay, they don't deserve that. But when you really truly listen to it and you actually give it a chance, they are incredible musicians, and they deserve all of the lauding that they've gotten.
Exactly. And you can also tell, we say this all the time, they drink their respect woman juice every day.
Specifically Daniel. I just, every day. He drinks that juice every day, and I love him for it.
I think they all, I mean, every song that they have that has the like word woman in it is like such like a, oh my God, like listening to Always There, I'm like, he gets it. You know?
She is a woman in a dream.
She is. She really is.
She really is.
Yeah.
I love that they don't let, and I think this is what kept me from it for a while, because I did realize that like the status quo of rock and roll is very bro, right? Like it's very like, it just for a long time felt like a boys club for me.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like I had an entry point, but Greta really gave me that entry point to be like, it doesn't have to be sexist. It doesn't have to be elitist. It can be gay as hell. It can be for everybody. Like Greta is literally for everybody. And that's what I love about it. And it really like, it lowered the threshold for me, but not with quality. Like they are quality musicians and they're making incredible music that still caters to everybody. Do you know how hard that is to do? Like that's incredibly difficult. And it's incredible to me that they, on top of that, are also like pretty good people. And you're like, oh, I love them.
Look, I just want to pinch their cheeks and just say thank you, you know?
I love them so much.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They seem like such fantastic people. And I love that they are just out living their life, just being them, you know? They're afraid to be goofy or silly. They're not afraid to say hi to their fans, which I think is awesome.
I'm not afraid to go to a Hozier concert that I was literally at, and I didn't see them. Oh.
It's okay, but you were there for Hozier, so you got to see Hozier, and you were in the same building as them.
I have a life outside of Greta, and to be fair, if I would have known that any of them were there, like the three of the four, I probably would not have been able to focus very well. And it was a religious experience, truly. Like it was a wonderful concert, and that also just like helps me to love Greta Van Fleet more, because I'm like, yeah, you have great taste. It's my taste.
You like my taste, so therefore you're good. You're cool. You can hang.
They can hang. Yeah, Greta can hang with me.
Yeah, I think they can hang with me.
I'll let them.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, I'd like to maybe talk a little bit about concert experience too.
Yes.
Because I think that's something that like brings in
it's
our
another
history.
Level. Yeah. It's truly another level. Like once you see them live, and I've only been to one show so far, but like, oh my God, Starcatcher did things to me that I was not prepared for at all.
No.
When was your show?
So I've been to 3 shows. Which show are we talking about?
The Starcatcher one. But then you can go backwards.
Okay. I went to 2 Starcatcher shows. Originally, I was just planning on going to the Boston show. Mm-hmm. And then all the talk about MSG was kind of really hyped up. And I'm lucky enough that I'm kind of split between Boston and New York. So I begged and cried to my boyfriend and said, I think we really should go to MSG. I know it's a Tuesday night, but we really need to go. And the next day he caved and bought me tickets. And then,
yes.
And then the day of the show, I was being a little psychotic and I went on to Ticketmaster and I bought another set of seats.
Yes.
So we got floor seats for MSG and that was
incredible.
That was the best thing we could have done. It was
100%.
It was really great and I loved going to the New York show. I just get a little overwhelmed in New York, so I don't think I was in my element.
Yeah.
But in terms of vibes, Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the best concerts of all time that I've ever been to. Everyone was screaming. Everybody knew all the words. People in my section were like up and dancing. People dressed like pirates. People in their like Starcatcher outfits. It was just such a like familiar kind of vibe. Like everybody kind of knew what we were all feeling. It was just awesome. And then at the end, Josh said that we were probably one of the best shows that they've ever performed for. Best crowd.
Saying something like the comment on Instagram, like the little edited thing at the bottom was like something to that effect. And I was like, oh, that sounds awesome. I wish I was there.
I wish I could pull up more videos, but I don't want to get copyrighted. But it was absolutely incredible. Like you could hear, I think the stadium at some points was singing louder than Josh was. It was incredible. Everybody was like stopping, clap, like doing everything.
I love that.
That I think really set in motion the like deep need to be deeper into the fandom and to know the people at these shows.
It's like you have your finger on the pulse of the genuine Peaceful Army. Like the Peaceful Army showed up for that show.
They did. They really, awesome. Really did.
That's awesome. Man. Yeah. I don't want to say that feeling wasn't there at Gamebridge, but it definitely was a little less. Like where I got, and I did the same thing actually. Like I was also neurotic day of and said like, are there cheaper seats further down? Yes, there were. And we were like maybe a couple feet away from B stage and it was lovely. But there were like 5 rows in front of us that had no one there. And I'm wondering if the reason why I got those tickets was because they opened up those seats like a lot later. But that kind of showed like you what the Indianapolis show was like, you know, where not every single seat was taken. And you could also tell there were other seats up in the nosebleeds that like were not totally filled in, which is normal for most concerts, right? Like that's the very average. I'm crazy because I went to Taylor Swift in Nashville and that's now my standard for stadium shows because I'm not a stadium show bitch. Like that's not like smaller venues are really apart from Greta and Taylor Swift, like I very much like smaller shows. And that was also kind of the vibe at Hozier in Nashville was just like, you can tell everybody here has like a deep connection to this music and is like really like finger on the pulse of what it means to like be a part of this fandom or like music, whatever. And I think it could have been there in Indy, but in my section, it just wasn't just because there was a ton of seats empty. I still had a phenomenal time. The guy in front of me caught one of Josh's roses and I could have gone. It's fine. It's fine.
It's always so close. But it's
always so close.
I noticed this time around with the pre-sale, like tickets were going much faster and being flipped almost instantly. And I really hope that within the next few years certain ticketing sites get scalpers under control, because me personally, I have never known a cheap Greta ticket just because the first show that I ever went to was 2020. It's actually a year ago today was my first Greta show. That's so sweet. So full circle. But we bought the tickets. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. I'll just I'll live through you and your memories.
Okay. We bought the tickets kind of later on because I wasn't even sure I was going to have the money to go see them. And then my boyfriend bought them for me as an early birthday present. That's like kind of a theme for him, I guess, to buy me Greta tickets. It's so sweet.
But it's a love language.
It is. Concerts are a love language. 100%. But we had an amazing time there, but he wouldn't tell me what the cost of the tickets were until after we had gone. And I was like, oh my God, because it's all resale. It's just not great. But we had an amazing time. Our seats were pretty good considering we bought them kind of later on. And it was me and my boyfriend and my best friend. We just had an amazing time. And that show as well. Vibes amazing. You could see like people a few rows like down below us. They were like headbanging and getting into it. I was like, go off, Kings. Like, enjoy it.
I love it.
So I've never known a cheap ticket. And honestly, I'm fine. Like, I'm going to be okay. But I hope that someday something happens to allow better pricing so more people can see them.
Truly. Like, I just want more. I see a lot of conversation about, like, how many shows can I get to? How many shows can I get to? And I understand. Believe me. Because we're delusional, right? And we want that second leg that doesn't exist yet, right? And I'm going to try to go to, like, any of those quote-unquote second leg delusional like shows that don't exist, right? I want to go to as many as possible because I just want to experience it again. But like, you really have to put into perspective, like, hey, that is a privilege not everybody has. There are so many people in it. I will never say like feel bad about it, because if you have the money to go. Like, if you can hit the road and like choose the road and do that and you have the money, I am
so jealous. If you can pack your bags and get your freedom.
Go do it. Like, I can't. So I'll live through you. But I really do think that, like, this part of Greta Van Fleet is just as powerful as, like, the connection to, like, the friendships that you can have. Like, the girl next to me did not know her before I took a seat. By the end of the night, we were holding each other's hands, screaming. She's in Chicago, and I still talk to her. Hey, Allie, love ya. And just like my own like genuine like at home friends, the way that we continue to talk about Greta and just like all of these Gresties, it's just such a beautiful community that like you don't have to pay anything for. You just get to listen to music and enjoy it, enjoy friendship. And it's for the like 99% that I've seen, like incredibly peaceful and like very positive.
Yeah, I agree. I did get called cringe today by a Peaceful Army member. That was not very Peaceful Army of you, because cringe is dead. Yes, cringe is dead. Adult. Yes, I'm obsessed with Greta Van Fleet. And what do you care?
And what about it? And your name is literally Josh Kiska. So apparently you are as well. Like, what? For real? I don't get that, man. And I hate calling women pick me, right? Because I'm a feminist. But it's so fascinating to me that the way that some people like to say that their level of obsession is like the acceptable version of that is just so, it's so interesting, because they end up putting other people down in order to feel better about themselves, which I'm a middle school teacher. So I know that. I know that all too well. Mm-hmm. And it's so fascinating how many adults out here are still acting like 12-year-olds.
And you know what? No pain to me. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm not hurt by it, but I'm just come on. Really? Like, this is what we're doing still? You're still doing this? Mm-hmm. You're obsessed with them too. Me making a silly video about things that I do because I'm a Greta Van Fleet fan, and you saying, me, but I'm not this cringy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it's you.
It's you. You're literally cringe, babe.
You just said it was you. Like, makes me cringy, but not you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's the difference here? I, in the words of our queen and queen podcaster, Brittany Broski, like, do what you want. This is we're reclaiming. This was the summer of Barbie. It's now the fall of Barbie. I'm holding out. We're continuing that feeling of just like building other people up. Like you, it's so exhausting that we keep like just like upholding this toxic patriarchy that says like, ew, like Greta's not this, it's that. You have to be this in order to be acceptable. You have to be like, just love the things you love.
You know? For real. So this is another way of us saying, if you're obsessed with Greta Van Fleet, if people call you cringy, if your friends think you're weird for being obsessed with them, then you can come here. This is a safe space for the not overstepping obsessive girls. And you know what I mean when I say that.
The peaceful army. This is why it's the podcast of the peaceful army. We're podcast peacefully obsessing.
Yes. And in the words of Josh Kiska, if you don't like it, you can fuck off.
Fuck off. Yes. I love it. I love him so much.
I love him.
Should we say what lane we are? I don't know
if it's apparent, but I don't think I need to say much more than this is up on my shelf in my house.
Should you show them your little buddy?
I don't know if I want to do that on the first.
I'm really just intimate. Show the back. Oh my god!
A crocheted Jake Kiska.
He's so cute. Look at him.
I'm not going to show the face because everyone says it's scary. And I tried. It's yarn, guys.
He just looks like a little Victorian child. It's okay. It's okay.
Does he not always?
Literally does.
He looks like a pirate boy. So.
Jake's a pirate. We love him for it. Josh is a little pixie and I'm obsessed with him. He's my favorite in the entire world. I love him to death. And Daniel is a Greek god. I'm convinced. He is.
You know what? Yeah.
I think he is. Go look at, what's her name? Harmony on Tour. Shout out. She's got 35 millimeter photos from, I want to say like Chicago or something. That's wrong. It's not Chicago. Anyway, whatever show she was at, she took film photos and they are gorgeous. I can't stop looking at them. Like they're just incredible. And she's got this one of Daniel playing the freaking mandolin. And the musician in me just, I can't. Every time I look at them, I'm like, okay, you're from another planet, I think, and not human. So cool. Yeah. Love that. And Sam's a cowboy.
He's a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. He's a cowboy, baby. We love Sam.
We do. Sam's brotherly vibes for us. We talk about this all the
time. So brotherly vibes. Yes. Yes. But I'm an advocate. I'm a Simulane ally.
I'm an ally.
I want to promote Sam at Simulane for other people. That's my take on it.
Yeah, exactly. So those are our lanes. I don't want to dive into it too deep because
we got to stay professional.
Yeah. This is the classroom. We got to be, on our top game right now.
Exactly. Yeah. And what better way to do that than literally going into the stats? Are we gonna show our stats? Are we gonna do this? Are we gonna duke it out?
Our tier list?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we need to tell them. You need to know. You need to get the vibe. Because like I pick up a vibe immediately. I love hearing people's like favorite songs. I love getting playlists from people. And you can kind of get a vibe once you know. And it's not like there's like no bad Greta song, right? But I think that it is so fun to see like who really connects to what. That kind of stuff is just so cool to me.
Yeah. And we're going to duke it out. We've already talked about some songs that we might have to duke out. And we might have some opinions that you might not agree with. And that's fine. Leave us leave us a peaceful, nice comment.
Hit us up peacefully in the comments. Shout out to whoever made this too. I just added the Starcatcher ones. But if you want to go play this with your friends, you can go just literally Google Greta song tier list. But oh my god. Wait, okay, I don't even know that I know what your favorite songs are, but this will be interesting too.
Alright, I'm gonna say right now you better be putting Stardust Chords in S tier.
Okay, listen. Well, that's a given. We've already established that. Let's put it up there. And I hope that everybody else out there agrees And I'm so freaking sad. I know everybody loves Tears of Rain, right? And I did get it at my show, and I feel very, very honored. But, like, the fact that other people got Stardust Chords and I didn't get to go to Dreams in Gold, and I'm just like,
meh. We didn't get it at our show. I didn't get – I've never heard Stardust Chords live. I think the only places they played it was, like, Mexico City. Yeah. So – it's very rare for them to play it. And if they do at any show, I'm not even going to say what's going to happen. I'm going to be very sad.
I will be very upset and very happy for them, but also very sad. Very sad.
So Stardust Chords has to be S tier. And that's a good, we should like establish, right? Like that's a good S tier.
I think you have to put Highway Tune in S.
I do agree, and I don't know if I should be, I think I'll be more of a stickler later. Highway Tune does have to go up there, because when I think of Greta, I think of Highway Tune, you know?
Yeah, like, that's my, it's like iconic for them, so yeah, that's why.
It's also very much like, that's the reason why they got like launched into fame, right? Not necessarily that song, but that, like the attention to detail in like how earwormy the tune is, and then on top of that, like Josh just screaming like love his scream. Immediately that is Greta Van Fleet. It is the essence in a song, so
the essence, yeah,
the essence of Greta. Do we need to establish like a C,
maybe a D, so we have kind of like our parameters?
No Fs. No Fs.
You know what? I don't know if you're going to agree with this, but I think Meat on the Ledge is a C.
I agree. Okay. I agree. Absolutely. Because
I don't think we're going to have many Ds, but I think there might be some Cs.
We're going to fight on one. You want to just fight on it now? Because, okay, this is my, and I said this on TikTok and nobody came for me yet. Maybe they didn't see my comment, but on the Greta Van Fleet, what is it? Gresty Van Fleet? I don't remember. His account's really fun and I follow all of his stuff. But he was like, tell your toxic like take. And I was like, My Way Soon is just okay. It's just okay. I think it's the lyricism for me. Like all the people, they are, some are much younger, some are so old. That one's not your best one, Josh. That's not the best poetry. And maybe he doesn't.
No, it's not, but I think it's so fun. Like, and I think it's like an anthem for young people. Like I'm saying, when I moved into my apartment, it's like, I've packed my bags, I've got my freedom. It's also a really fun travel song. When I was going to London, that's all I was listening to. I was like, I packed my bags to travel and I got my freedom. Like I was going for it.
You know what my travel song is?
What?
Not Greta. It's just Life is a Highway. But the Rascal Flatts version.
That showed up in our blended playlist the other day.
Did it?
I was like, who put and that song?
It was me. It was me. And I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry because that song slaps. Once you hit the highway, oh my God, dude. Life is a highway. And I do want to write it all night long.
Okay, Lightning McQueen.
Oh my God. Okay, I will say this. If we're not even like, because really that's the only one that I dislike that much. Mm-hmm. No, you know what? Okay, I can't say I dislike My Way Soon, but I don't dislike it that much. Yeah. And you know what the other thing is too? That is my favorite fucking album. Oh, also we can put the albums somewhere.
S.
And that's the thing is like there's no skips on Tubag. No skips, and I love it so much that when My Way Soon hits, I'm like, but I do also recognize it's very like original Greta, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The like cosmic sound of Battle Gardens Gate is very like genuinely unique to that album. There's like threads of Greta, right? But that's a very much like, this one's for the fans, this one's for the people who have been here. And it's for them. And I think we've said that before. Like, there's always a song on every album that's very much like, this is for the fans.
Fan dedicated, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's fair to say C. I'm surprised you don't want it higher.
I mean, I do, but I'm not going to fight that hard. I think Age of Man is S tier for me. That part, like, right near the end where Josh just, like, screams does something to me. The Red Rocks version, I'm on the ground crying.
Okay, because here's what I'm thinking. Like, Age of Man in general, A.
Red Rocks version, so good, dude. So yeah. How even within, and that's a testament to Josh and his ability, like his voice, even from recording to then showing at Red Rocks, just immensely better. Like, not that it was bad in the first place, but I'm just always like tracking where his voice is, and I love it. But are we gonna have too many on S tier if we put it up there? Wait, I'm trying to think. What's the and as we came and okay, yeah, we can put it up there. It's fine. I'm a pushover. I love all these songs so much.
And don't worry, I'll have some not S tier songs. Maybe this is
be controversial. Be brave, Zoe.
You're the one is B tier for me.
I was gonna say C, bro.
I thought we were gonna disagree in the complete opposite way. Okay.
Yeah, it's just fun, like in the fact that it's a meme. I don't listen to it though.
I listen to it every now and again, but I feel like there's just better songs on that album. I know that's the one that kind of rocket launched them, and I think maybe that's just my neurodivergent self being like, I can't listen to this song because it's what made them popular on TikTok.
Let's talk about Lover Leaver Taker Believer though, because that is my favorite from the album, I think.
I put that as an A. The song normally is like B for me, but after hearing it at Starcatcher, it bumped me. It bumped.
Now that I can put it in the timeline of our theories and whatnot, now I'm like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into later.
Hey, can I be controversial again?
Yeah.
Let My Love is only A tier for me.
And you know what? I will take that because I've listened to it too much and I actually put it at number 6. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Okay. I just listened to it so much this summer and like I love it so much. Genuinely, I sobbed. It was the only song I sobbed to at the show live.
I think the meaning is amazing. I think it's awesome.
God. Yes.
But there are songs that I love more.
Yes.
Wait, no, were we putting it at A or B?
I would probably in general put it A.
I would too.
If you wanted to put it on B. Okay, you want to put it on A? I want to put it on A.
Yeah. I think it's a good song. I love the meaning. Obviously, it's very important now.
Yes,
but...
yes. 100%. I mean, I'm never going to say no to it, and I want to hear it all the time. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no song on Battle Gardens Gate that I don't want to hear, ever.
Do you have a controversial opinion?
They're not going to like it. The Grusties aren't going to like it. I don't love, as a whole, Anthem of the Peaceful Army. Sorry, y'all. That's my like least listened to album of theirs.
Really? So mine's From the Fires.
Well, okay, and you know, listened to. I think it's really just because like that EP like has so many like iconic pieces from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Black Smoke Rising, and like they really just like kind of set the stage, and then got a fucking Grammy. You know? So like I feel like it's an easier one for me to digest when I'm not trying to like listen to Starcatcher and Battle Gardens Gate on repeat. Then I'll like go back and listen to a couple of those and be like, oh, cute. And then I'll go back. I just skip. I skip like most of Anthem.
I mean, I get it, but also the lyricism in some of these songs, like,
oh yeah,
The New Day. Love isn't greed. It's a need that goes unspoken. Love doesn't leave when you fade away.
I do love that. I do love that. I do love that.
I think that song is an A for me, by the way. The New Day.
Let the new day. I need to fight you on it only because I don't like it that much. I don't like it. It's not that I don't like it. I think like I'm so vocal heavy, like that's my focus, is like vocal pedagogy and vocal education. Right. So when I'm not like making myself really like focus on all the other like instrumentation that's going on, and Jake does that all the time, right? Like I cannot not think about the guitar line when he's playing because he's just incredible, right. Phenomenal. But
he really is. He's just so.
He's. And watching him live did something to me and my DNA.
It does something to every woman in that stadium.
All of the ovaries just start. Everyone starts their period early. Something happens. But something also happens to me when I hear Josh. And when I listen to him on this whole album, I just know where it's going to go. You know, like I know how great he's going to get. And yeah. It just makes me be like, oh, I want there to be more. I want there to be more. Not that I think he sounds bad on the album, but it's just an okay song to me.
I get it. It's okay.
I can't see your face. So if you're giving me like, you could be like flipping me off and I would not know.
No, definitely. I wouldn't do that.
No. Okay. I really do love the EP as a whole though. Like I would genuinely put it at like A or B.
I'd put it A. Okay.
We're in sync. We haven't done any Starcatcher. Should we put Starcatcher up here?
I'm a little scared.
You're scared? Okay, well, I'll take the arrow for this one, and I will say Runway Blues is C for me.
What? Really? That's one that I really like.
And I know people really like it. I just, like, I agree with Josh. It doesn't fit the story.
Yeah, I get it.
It's phenomenal. It's so fucking good. How do you play that way drunk? Like, I don't understand, but.
I don't know. I just sing the na 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 all the time, so.
And I can understand, too, like, you know, there's supposed to be, like, 5 minutes left of it or whatever, or, like, however much they recorded and didn't put on the album. And I can understand, like, from their perspective, they're shredding. Like, the boys are just, like, killing it. But also from a vocalist perspective, if you just have to improv, like, lyricism, that shit can go bad. Like, I can imagine it having been really great for, like, the instrumentals, and then the lyricism of it just, like, didn't match. And I agree with Josh on that. Like, you shouldn't put that on the album if you're not, like, fully proud of it, so.
See, I say justice for Runway Blues.
We can move it up. We can move it up to B.
It's okay. It's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I'll do that for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Like a lot of people are gonna not like me after
spit
this.
It out. They're not even listening. We've gone so slow.
I don't think you're gonna like me after this. I want Sacred the Thread in B, possibly C.
No, see, I won't allow C. What do I have it on my list? I have it at number 5.
Okay.
You want to put it
for me? Something about Josh's voice sounds really altered within that song, and I don't know why.
That's why.
Oh, okay.
Because it adds into the theories of the craziness, which I won't divulge just yet. I think, though, that the way that Josh's voice is edited on all of Starcatcher, I think it's very, like, intentional, but I agree that I don't want it to be that way. Like, the first time I listened to it, I was like, hello, can I hear? Hello, Josh, where are you?
I'm saying there's something with it, depending on what music app you have, there are settings that you have to like turn off so it doesn't like mess with the audio vocals.
Sure.
I can't remember the setting, but I shut it off and it made it sound like a lot better. But for the first few times I listened to it, I was like, why does he sound like that?
Well, and this was the very, very beginning of me being like, oh my God, I'm going to be a gresty. Like, I'm going to be in it. I went to the Starcatcher release party, like, and listened to it 2 days early, like the vinyl release, and just like randomly showed up and met a ton of like gresties there. And it was awesome. But even then.
I didn't get to do that. I'm so sad.
It was a cool experience. There was something very important happening at my job. And I'll just say, I wasn't. I was going in between both. Oh, I should have known.
Naughty, that
it was
naughty.
It was always going to be this way. But it even was playing that way, like at the studio that like we were listening to, not studio, but like the shop that we were listening to. So every single piece of like media that I've consumed of it, unless it's live, Josh singing live, it's always a little bit not fully forward. And his vocals were very forward on Battle Gardens Gate. So,
yeah, I'm gonna do a speed few choices. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think. I think Weight of Dreams and The Archer are both S tier.
I would have been mad if you put it in A, actually, because it's so fun. Love The Archer. I'm obsessed with Weight of Dreams, dude. That is my number one song off of Ta Bag. It's not the one I'm listening to on repeat right now. In fact, the one I'm listening to on repeat right now, for whatever reason, is The Barbarians.
Which I think is A. I hope that doesn't hurt your feelings.
No, I agree. I fully agree. I'm literally listening to it on repeat. And I don't know why, because I made this list a month ago. And a month ago, I had it at freaking number 10. Isn't that crazy?
So. Yeah. So this is another controversial one. I know that it's such a sweet and cute song, but I can't do sad rock songs all the time and Waited All Your Life. It's kind of C for me. It's one song that I find myself passing over, and I think it just doesn't connect with me. And I think it's a great song in general, but I don't have like a deep connection to it.
Yeah, yeah. In the story of Starcatcher, I enjoy it, but if I were just like picking songs to listen to, it wouldn't necessarily be like the number one. I don't know if it's a theory or if it's true that it's about like Jake being sick and they're writing it. They wrote it like for him.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, but that's, it's all just terrible rumors. Sad.
Yeah.
If that's true, I'm going to cry right now.
Yeah, literally.
I don't know. That's what I've heard, but I don't want to make assumptions.
I really like A Change Is Gonna Come. I really. And I know, because the way that baby Josh talks about it in interviews, it's like, I know what you are. I know what you are. And every single time an interviewer talks about it, they're like, oh, that's really cool. It's like a, you know, it's like an old throwback. And it's like, no, a change is going to come. It's coming. And it came. And it's there. It's here.
It arrived. Yeah.
It arrived. It's here.
Let's do another speed one.
Speed. I don't like Brave New World.
agree. C. Okay.
Cool.
Cold
Anthem.
Wait.
Cold Wind. I could literally care less. I couldn't tell you what it even.
I'd put it at C. I'd put it at the same level of Brave New World.
All right. Fine. When the Curtain Falls is at least A.
I think it's A.
It's just so and every time the curtain falls, I'm like, yes, walk the hallowed halls.
Mountain of the Sun is B for me. I'm shook right now to my core.
I need to get more into it, I guess. Okay, we'll move it up.
I just love that one because Josh screams in it, and me in the car, I'm like,
yeah.
So Josh Brad, boom, boom. I'm just like screaming.
I do love screaming. I really like Anthem. So like, I would be willing to put it on A, but then I also like don't have a super deep connection to it, so I could put it on B too.
I like it. It's an A. I actually just recorded a video of me in the car singing it.
Nice.
And I just love that the world is only what the world is made.
And what does that mean? Like, what?
Mr. Kiska, can you explain?
any of you, tell me what the heck does this mean?
What is the world made of?
We're going to have an episode on this too of like, this is the corner of lyrics. We don't know what the fuck you're talking about, babes.
Right here.
What is it? But it's fun to sing.
It is.
Watching Over, I also couldn't tell you.
Yeah, you could put that there. Yeah.
Okay.
I think Talk on the Street is C.
Yeah, no. I
think Flower power is a B.
I agree culturally. I don't know that for me personally. Culturally, I agree.
I could put it at A too. I could put it up higher if you want. Or are you saying you want it lower?
I don't want. I know that people like it a lot. And I'm like, cool, good for you.
I like it. It's not my favorite, but I like it. Mm-hmm. Edge of Darkness is also a B for me, or C.
I don't know what it is about Edge of Darkness, but I was listening to it while setting up my classroom. And I think that, like, it just got stuck in my head. And I started to, like, really like it. So I would probably put it A.
Oh, my brothers, we stand
on a piece of the land. This podcast is just us singing.
I can't sing, so it's me just... It's, I don't know what it is. It's me making a silly voice that has some sort of tone to it. But
it's our Josh impressions. Hey, hi, Gressies. Hi, Peaceful Army. Here's our Josh impression for an hour straight. We have to edit it so much, dude. Safari song, I think, is S tier. I love a Safari song.
Oh, you could put Safari song S tier. You know what else 100. You could put in S tier is Age of Machine.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I love Age of Machine. It is such a fun song. It just feels, it feels the way that I feel when I'm really depressed in the winter and I have to get up for work like again and again and again. And the half set, okay, I won't get into my analysis right now, but
yeah,
I love that song.
Okay, this is, I think you could, I think personally for me, Frozen Light and Fate of the Faithful, I think that might be a C or a B for me.
Frozen Light, definitely C. Fate of the Faithful is so integral to
the lore.
Yes, for me personally.
You can put that B. I think B or higher if you need it to be higher.
I could go for A just because I remember listening to it and being for the first time, like with the whole room of Gresties, I was like, this is so important. And that ascending, like, that hits is for true. Me. It hits for me. And it's not my favorite song ever, but like, it,
put it in
I
would. It's okay. It.
Okay. Thank you.
I just, that's not one song, like, if I'm on the album picking songs, it's not one that I necessarily gravitate to. Mm-hmm. But I could agree that it's a great song.
I will be controversial and only put Indigo Streak on B. I don't love it that much.
What?
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna have, if you're putting Indigo Streak below Fate of the Faithful.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Are we gonna fist you?
That song is my most listened to song on Starcatcher, other than The Archer.
I think it's super freaking cool, but I don't know. For whatever reason, the lyricism of Fate of the Faithful hits better for me. But it's, I'm saying the word lyricism a lot. I need to calm down. Okay, Daniel shows out on Indigo Streak. I will put it in A.
Which is why I thought you would put it higher.
Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong.
Master is an S tier for me.
100%. 100%.
Okay, good. I'm glad we agree on that.
That's the song. That is the song from Starcatcher. And I'm always flabbergasted when it's not top five on Spotify. Like, people need to get with it.
Yep. Okay, Built by Nations is A for me. I love Built by Nations.
And you know what? I would put it B, except for the guitar riff is so iconic. It is 100% A tier riff for sure.
You know what it gives me? It gives me musical opening number. And that's
what it is. And that's what it is. And that's also why Falling Sky has to go up, right? Because like as an opener, it's very important. And it's also a screamy Josh piece with fire, you know? It's important. Yeah. Love or Leaver, can we put that on C just because it's literally the same song but shorter?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think we could also put Broken Bells, Tears of Rain, and Caravel on the same line. I'm cool with it either being on A or B.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to put Broken Bells on C. And not be friends.
I think all of those songs are the same level for me, and it could be A or B for me.
Broken Bells, I will 100% A. Normally B, but the video of Danny playing it acoustically. Oh my God, dude. Like, it's so good.
It's like you're talking about your child when you talk about him.
Listen, I love him so much. I'm swerving right now. Like, I just love him so much. He literally introduced me to Madison Cunningham and was the reason why I was at the Hozier concert. I love Daniel so much.
It's true.
He's just my little guy. Starcatcher as a whole is an A for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say B for the whole album of Anthem.
Yeah, you could put that there just by our average of other ones.
Yeah, yeah, our average.
I really like it. It makes me feel like I'm on like a camping road trip kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I can understand that in comparison to the Battle of Garden's Gate. Like,
oh my God, dude. I am so down bad for this entire album. Like, every single song. It's hard for me to not put it all in A and S. Like, Heat Above, S. S.
Heat Above is S. S. Yeah, bro. I love Trip the Light Fantastic. I have no idea what Josh is saying, but I love that song.
When I think about it in connection to Meeting the Master, then I like it more. But as it is, it's just like, meh. It's okay. I would put it on B. Or not Tears of Rain. Good Lord. Get out of there.
Tears of Rain, I think, is A. I think Trip the Light Fantastic can be. I can settle on B.
And that's where it shall stay.
Let's be honest here. These are all, everything Greta is S tier, but we really absolutely have to be nitpicky. We're knitting.
Uh-huh. You're knitting.
Black Smoke Rising is only A for me.
I agree. I fully agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
After hearing it live, though, it did something to me, but.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's another one of those where it's like the iconic popular songs where I don't gravitate towards those as much. And it's sucky.
I love that it's a like anthem of climate change, but it's also like, it is what it is. It's just like, it's a good song. I am kind of mean to Carabelle, and I would maybe put it in B, but like I know later in life when I think about like, oh, these were the times I'll remember well, I would probably put it A later in life. But right now, as it is, I'm in the age of Carabelle. I'm not remembering the age of Carabelle.
I get it. It's okay. I can let go on that one. Farewell for Now is B for me.
What? See, I wasn't going to put it S. I was going to put it A, but why B? Explain yourself.
I don't know. I love it live. I think it's the perfect closing song.
Literally perfect.
But I don't know. I just, you know what? I lied. It's A. It's
A for me. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. It's an A song.
Because I'm thinking about it and I like it more than Sacred the Thread. So it
see, I like Sacred
deserves
the Thread
to go up there.
I agree. It is an A song for sure. That's a passing grade, flying colors, but it's not the one that I'll listen to all the time. And I think it's because it makes me sad that like I have to listen to it as a closer, you know? It's like, and it's right that we shared it at saved it for the very end because
exactly.
Farewell for Now.
Yeah. All right, guys, this is our list. Let us know what you think in the comments nicely. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you think that we're really screwed up and wrong. Let us know if you agree with our S tiers.
This is goated. We're perfect, actually. Actually, nobody get in the comments and tell us we're wrong because we're 100% right.
Yeah, because I might cry if anybody is mean to me in the comments.
Please be nice to me.
Please be nice. All right, guys, I think that was a really fun intro episode. We chatted a lot longer. We got more comfortable than I thought we would be. And it was fun.
Yay. I'm having a great time. I can't wait to get even more unhinged.
Yes. So up next on the Peaceful Army podcast, we're going to be diving into theories. We're going to be spreading our whole kind of theory on how all of these albums connect, the infosonic. I don't know if I'm saying that word right. I'm going to figure it out.
I think it's the chasm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No. We're going to be diving into all of that and our theories on it. And then we're going to branch out eventually on all the little things that we've noticed. But next episode, we're really going to be giving you our big picture theory. And I know that there are other people out there who love this band as much as us and have made their own theories. And we hope to acknowledge the people, videos on TikTok that we've seen, and give them credit for getting our brain going. But I hope that you guys want to hang out with us too, and that you will give your input on our theories. I think it's just going to be a fun, open communication kind of space.
It's just for fun. They're just theories. It's just having a good old time. Just thinking about Greta all the time. So if you're thinking about Greta all the time, like we are, come join us on the podcast of the Peaceful Army.
Podcast of the Peaceful Army.
And that's our song that we just made up.
Yep. We did that. We're musicians too, guys.
We're basically Greta Van Fleet.
So. We're literally Greta Van Fleet.
No, we're not. We're not the voice. We're not.
No,
don't sue us, please.
This is Zoe and Lindsay. We're just really big fans.
We're just the People Army. Please don't sue us. We love you.
We're not pretending to be anybody. We're just us. We're just literally little goofballs.
They literally got copyright struck on that like Roman Empire video though. So like I think we are totally fine. Like we sat here worrying, like, are their lawyers gonna come for us? Like, are we gonna get Disney like sued? Nah, dude. I think we'll be A-okay.
Yeah, we're just Peaceful Army members. It's like a radio show on the Peaceful Army radio.
Exactly. So come on down and join us.
Yeah.
And be aggressive.
Just hang out. Yeah. We'll see you in the next episode. I hope you're excited to discuss theories with us. And if you have any theories that you have that you want us to talk about, you can leave a comment on our YouTube. And if you're listening on Spotify, we are also uploading on YouTube. So you can go over there and check out the video version and comment there if you want.
And follow us on Instagram.
Yes. It's Peaceful Army Podcast, I believe, is our Instagram handle. I'm going to have to double check that, but I'm 95% sure.
I think that's it. Look at us. We're so official. I love it. Hit us up. We want to talk and let the other Gresties know if you think that they would like this.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Thank you for stopping by and listening to us be nonsensical for a while. So we'll see you next time.
Bye, Gresties. Bye.
Hey guys, this is just a note from co-host Zoe. I just wanted to say thank you if you stuck this far into the podcast. We appreciate you for listening. And we promise that our episodes aren't always going to be this long. We just wanted to provide a really good episode so you can get to know us. Thank you, and we'll see you again really soon.